I'm Jason Gay, and next week on Only a Game, Anna Horford wants you to know that if you talk smack about her basketball-playing brother Al, you're going to have to answer to her. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's sports news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Jason.
So, Monday's college football championship game, LSU defeats Clemson 42-25. Head coach Ed Orgeron, he calls this team 15-0, a team for the ages. Is Coach O right?
I think it is. I think it's one of the best teams I've ever seen. The amount of speed at every position on that team was really startling. And of course, you know, Joe Burrow is a great story. He goes from being an extra piece at Ohio State to being this incredible, you know, Heisman Trophy winning first round draft pick. Sorry, you're going to Cincinnati kid. And that's just a terrific story.
One of the more celebrated behind the scenes brainiacs from this LSU team is already out the door. Joe Brady, who's LSU's like 30-something assistant whiz kid, the guy who did all the coaching receiver stuff and kind of gets credit for all the Joe Burrow mania, he's gone off to the Carolina Panthers, which of course have a new head coach in Matt Rhule. So we know how this hot coach thing goes in sports. Are we looking at Joe Brady, 31-year-old Jets head coach next season?
I mean, who can say? I mean, obviously, people are judging this based on the success that the guy at the LA Rams has had. You know, but as you said, Brady is considered now the hot offensive genius du jour, and mm-hmm. now he's going to have to go to Carolina and deal with the whole Cam Newton question, which will be very interesting.
Meanwhile, speaking of the Carolina Panthers again, Luke Kuechly is retired from football. This is one of the great linebackers in the sport. He's out at age 28. That's a big loss for the Panthers, but he's not alone in this kind of move. It seems like more players concerned about health and, frankly, some players who've earned a fair amount of income are taking a voluntary early retirement. Are we going to see more of this in the NFL, you think, Charlie?
I sort of hope so. I mean, if you think you have a problem, you do. And I think Luke Kuechly is doing a very smart thing. The fact that he's already made his money is completely irrelevant. This is a guy who wants to be able to move and think when he's 50. And I don't think anybody can argue with him about that. But you wonder how many players at the taxi squad level or high college level are just in the secrecy of their own thoughts thinking that's it. My chance at being on somebody's special teams isn't worth cracking my head every day in practice.
All right, over in hockey, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they fired Gerard Gallant. That's right. The Golden Knights have fired the most famous coach in their history. I mean, granted, it's only 2.5 years of history, but I don't know. They shown him the door. Peter DeBoer's in. Team isn't even that bad. They've lost 4 games in a row, but these guys are still in playoff contention. Was this a rash gamble, Charlie, by the Golden Knights?
It's a tremendous rash gamble. This guy got them to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first year. That should get you at least 5 more years on the job. And as you pointed out, the Knights aren't that bad. I mean, it's entirely possible that ownership got spoiled by that first season, but it usually takes ownership of a professional sports team, you know, a lot longer than this to act like idiots. I mean, I don't get this one at all.
I don't know if you heard about this, but there was this little tempest about sign stealing in Major League Baseball this week, you know, sort of blew up. And one former major leaguer is expressing his outrage with words of fire. And who might that be, Charlie?
That's Pete Rose. He's very upset that the Astros were cheating. I wonder how much money they cost him. But I'll tell you, it's been a remarkable week for Pete Rose, because not only is there a scandal that's bigger than his in baseball now, but the guy who investigated and got him like permanently bumped from baseball immortality, John Dowd, is all caught up in this whole Ukraine scandal.
That's right. I mean, is there any chance of this scandal with the Astros perhaps moving the pendulum the other way for Rose's candidacy for the Hall of Fame, or is that just a no-fly?
I think there are too many people calcified in their opinions. Although it is good, I'm telling you, it's going to make some voters down the line who are voting on Jose Altuve, for example, it's going to make them wonder. And it's spreading, too.
And finally, Charlie, Joe Burrow, the LSU guy, he hasn't even been drafted yet by the Cincinnati Bengals. They're presumed to take him number one. And he's already kind of making some fuss with the local residents. In a tweet from 2018 that has been archived and shown all around this week, Burrow trashed the city's famous Skyline Chili. What is Skyline Chili, Charlie? And did Joe Burrow actually tell the truth?
Yeah, it's basically foul-tasting meat soup. It's a trademark of the city, but as people know, this is the city that allegedly outsourced all its sin to Northern Kentucky. So I don't know how far on the edge that Cincinnati's ever been. I mean, at least since the, you know, since the departure of Dr. Johnny Fever. But good for Joe Burrow, because he speaks to, he plainly speaks truth to power.
Charlie Pierce is off the board for the Cincinnati Bengals draft. He is also the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Jason.